farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we tell you more about greenhouse farming at Later or Proverb of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Greenhouse farming is a system of crop production in which plants are grown under protective cover. The structure blocks the harmful rays of the sun and prevents the entry of rainfall and pests that transmit plant diseases. It allows for manipulation of sunlight, ventilation, humidity, irrigation, drainage, crop nutrition, pest and disease management, pollination and plant architecture with the objective of enhancing crop productivity and production levels. Technical Specialist for Protected Agriculture at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA, Webster McPherson, now outlines some of the benefits of greenhouse farming.
Under protective cover, we're able to produce crops during the times when it is impossible to do so in open field. It allows us to be able to produce crops all year round. We get higher labor productivity, we get higher efficiencies of both fertilizer and water use, and we're able to market on a more sustainable and reliable basis because the all-year-round production that it facilitates.
This farming method can result in 5 to 10 times higher crop yields per unit area, plants with higher growth rates and longer lifespans, and higher quality produce with lower pesticide residue levels. Mr. McPherson says more women in Jamaica are getting involved in the production of quality fruits and vegetables under greenhouse structures. He says about 30% of greenhouse farmers are women and about 80% of the production workers in Jamaican greenhouses are women.
We have about roughly 40 acres in production. We presently have enough greenhouse capacity to supply the local markets if the farmers implement the technology as it should.
Mr. McPherson says, contrary to common belief, greenhouse farming is a highly technical undertaking and involves several initiatives which require diligence and meticulous attention to detail. These include monitoring of nutrient solution, sowing of seeds in seedling trays, trellising, pollinating, pruning, scouting, and monitoring for pest, disease management, and harvesting. In the meantime, Chief Executive Officer of RADA, Lenworth Fulton, says the authority is seeking greenhouse growers for a new variety of sweet potato, which has already been tested in the field.
Now, where we are with that is to grow them out from tissue culture into shade house as the medium before they go to the farmer, as probably the third generation crop. And that discussion is taking place with the Greenhouse Growers Association and other persons to make agriculture more modern.
Mr. Fulton says the agency is also looking to go into the European market with the new variety known as Beauregard. And now for our proverb of the day.
Deal never go before a tour.
And this means deal with important matters first.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.